Hello, Through the Aftermath listeners. Jonathan here. Now, you're probably both confused and completely unnerved at the fact that this episode did not start with a skit like the others. You know, the intro and quintessential dum-dum-dum song that told you that Through the Aftermath is about to start. Well, that is because this show is about the intros. In fact, it's all intros. That's right, faithful listeners. These next two mini-episodes are known as Through the Intro Math because we'll be looking back at all of the intros of our shows so far, and your job is to vote on which are your top three favorite intro skits of all time. Or so far, anyway. Now, a few quick notes before we start. You'll notice that a few episode numbers appear to jump ahead at times, and that's because in a few shows here and there, mostly due to real-life time constraints, we reused a few of the earlier intros a second time. We simply skipped those since you've already heard them once. And to vote on the same intro twice is not only a waste of valuable manpower, it's just plain silly. And secondly, you'll be wondering, of course, how to vote on your favorite intro. And we're going to be revealing that in part two, so get a pen and paper over the next two shows and take note of which ones you know were your favorite. Will it be the District 9 skit, or perhaps the Christmas one, where you can tell that I'm a terrible singer? Well, listen for the part two intro episode for the website to lock in your vote, and soon we'll all know which ones are the fan favorites and which ones I should be eternally embarrassed about. No, truth be told, doing the intros has been a great amount of fun for Sean and I, and everyone else who helped them in the past. And we are honored to have had as many requests as we have for an intro show like this. So grab your Nuka-Cola, pull up an ammo can, tune out the acid rain outside, and turn on some good old-fashioned post-apocalyptic silliness. Because here's part one of Through the Intro Math. Now, first up in this episode, in the theme of Fallout 3, so good, we have a skit involving a couple of Brotherhood of Steel soldiers who are listening to the show. Now, this was the first intro we did for Through the Aftermath, and it was the first step in what would later become solid proof that we were completely ridiculous and insane. I kid. Partially. Here's the Brotherhood of Steel intro from Episode 1.
Quiet night in the wasteland tonight.
You seem disappointed.
I just wish I was out there with the rest of the Brotherhood of Steel. They're supposed to be helping retake that super mutant camp.
Well, if you're out there right now, you wouldn't be able to listen to our favorite radio show.
Oh, jeez, you're right. Turn on the radio. I think it's about to come on.
My thoughts exactly. Come on, radio, work!
So we hope you enjoyed that episode of The Adventures of Atomic Brent, which was brought to you by Pulowski Preservation Services. Personal protection there when you need it. And now it's time for everyone's favorite radio show, broadcasting from somewhere deep in the wasteland. It's Through the Aftermath.
Now, being the huge Mad Max fans that we all are, it seemed only right to have the next intro our show did have a Road Warrior theme to it. And who better and more recognizable than the evil and methodical Lord Humongous, who by day raids oil refineries, but by night listens to our show. From Episode 2, here's the Road Warrior intro.
Oh no, here come those raiders again!
It's only a matter of time before they get through our gates and take our refinery.
What do they want from us?
There has been far too much bloodshed today.
Gee, you think?
We have no need for such violence. Leave the oil. Just walk away. None of you will be harmed. bombed. Just leave the oil. Walk away.
Okay, shut up. Everybody, through the aftermath's about to come on.
Oh, it's about to come on? Hey, excuse me, evil motorcycle raiding guys. Through the aftermath is about to come on, and we really kind of want to listen to this. Do you think we could hold off on the attacks for a second here?
Leave the radio. Just walk away.
Yeah, nice try. You can try to steal our gas refinery all you want, but you're not stealing our radio.
Screw that. We'll put it on the loudspeaker and have everyone listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Show rules! Hope you enjoyed our last radio presentation brought to you by Nuka-Cola Quantum, with twice the flavor and only half the hair loss. And now, it's time for Through the Aftermath!
This next intro from episode 3 shows us just how desperate people can get to listen to the podcast. If you've heard the intros from the Online Gamers Anthology, you'll likely be placing a lot of the voices you heard from those other skits. Now, my people at work, they were showing up quite a bit in all of my intros by this time. At work, everyone would get together to record those skits after hours, and it was a common routine for us to get together to hear that final result. Now, of all the skits we did, well, this was one of them. From episode 3, I give you the Suicidal Aftermath Listener Skit. Yeah, say that 5 times fast.
Took forever to get this bunker door open.
Yeah, this thing's been shut for a long time. Whoever was down here must have come down right after the nukes fell.
Yeah, and judging by the skeleton sitting in front of the radio over there, I'd say that guy who was down here has been dead for quite a while.
Oh, he's killed himself. His gun's right by his side, and there's a note on the desk in front of him.
What's it say? It says, couldn't get radio to tune into the Through the Aftermath podcast. My life just can't go on.
Guess he really wanted to hear it.
What channel is this radio on?
It's on channel 5.
What channel is the podcast usually on?
Channel 6.
Wow, so close and yet so far.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing for him. He kind of gave up quick on that one.
Awkward.
Actually, it's about time for the show to start right now. We can use his radio to listen.
Turn it on, quick!
Crap, I can't get the signal. There's nothing but static.
No! Oh no! We can't miss it!
I'm kidding. Man, you kind of seemed like your life just couldn't go on anymore.
I see what you did there, and I don't appreciate it.
Our next show, brought to you by the makers of Mr. Handy Robots. He cooks, he cleans, he walks the dog.
He's so handy!
And now, it's Through the Aftermath!
This next intro from episode 4 reminds us that not only humans listen to the show. Why, in a post-apocalyptic world, even a super mutant has something in common with all of us. Here's episode 4's intro, which, if it was a 1950s documentary, would be known as Super Mutants Listen to Through the Aftermath 2.
Nothing in this crate over here. Nothing in this one either. God, I hate searching these old bombed-out buildings for ammunition. I better hurry up and get out of here before a super mutant comes waltzing in or something.
Oh, I smell human.
Oh, jeez, what are the odds of that? Oh, crap!
Die, puny human!
Oh, no! I've got to find a way to... Wait a second. Is that clock on the wall behind you the right time?
Huh?
Oh, man. We're going to have to just go ahead and postpone the maiming and death here. It's time for Through the Aftermath.
Oh? Aftermath happy time.
Wait, you listen to the podcast, too? Now, what are the odds of that? Well, we're going to need something to listen to it on.
Use human talking cube on cable.
Human talking cube? Oh, the radio. Well done. Man, you mutants aren't totally as stupid as I thought.
Huh?
All right, we should be able to tune right into it here. You know, when I started my day this morning, I never thought in a million years I'd be listening to a podcast with a super mutant, but, there it is.
Crazy.
And, of course, our next show is brought to you by the Craterside Supply in Megaton. The best supplies for your own... What? When did that happen? Oh. Well, I've just learned from the producers that Megaton actually exploded, so today's show will be brought to you by Tenpenny Towers. That's right, it's time for Through the Aftermath.
The intro to episode 5 was when Sean and I were, as the current roleplay goes, now transmitting from an underground bunker. That's right, by this time the story had evolved in such a way that we were now safe from the ravages of the wasteland and transmitting via radio tower to our listeners in the wastes. Unfortunately, the radio tower dish is a mighty nice prize for somebody like a raider, even if they do listen to the show. Here's the Raider Camp skit from episode 5. Oh my god, I totally sounded like Casey Kasem just then. That's right, coming to you from the wasteland, here's the Raider Camp skit from episode 5.
Come help me finish building these barracks.
We're raiders. Can't we just force someone else to build it?
We should have kept those people we robbed earlier to do it for us.
Why are we building our raider camp here anyway? There's nothing out here but dust.
That's the idea, you idiot. Nothing out here but us and that radio tower up on the hill there.
Looks like somebody painted TTAM on the side of the tower. Must be the initials of the guy who owned it or something.
These barracks are almost finished. We just need something for the roof.
How about using the dish from that radio tower? It's big enough. I could just use this bazooka and shoot it down.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm still trying to figure out what TTAM is.
Wait, hold on. It's almost time for Through the Aftermath.
We'll get the radio. We don't want to miss it.
Wait a minute. Through the Aftermath. TTAM.
Nah, couldn't be. Forget it. Turn on the radio.
And then the Vault Dweller turns back to the irradiated feral ghoul and says, I could tell you were in love. When you came in, you were positively glowing.
Oh.
Okay, that was appalling. But here's something you'll all enjoy. That's right, coming up next is your favorite show, Through the Aftermath.
Now, as you could probably tell from the intros we'd later do, I'm a huge fan of old 1950s sci-fi kids shows. You know, Thunderbirds are go. Thanks, Virgil. And this next intro was a total play off of that. And you can almost picture the cigarette-smoking producer introducing the next TV show right after Howdy Doody. And yes, as you'll hear, Atomic Brent was indeed Brent from the Virgin Worlds podcast, and the Planet Zanky was in fact a tribute to our friend Michael Zanky, who used to be the main man with Massively.com, which is where Sean is now, in fact, which is really creepy because that sounds like a Twilight Zone episode. Now, while not actually a skit per se, here's the goofy fun commercial at the beginning of Aftermath's Episode 6.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that episode of The Adventures of Atomic Brent. But what will happen next? Will Atomic Brent ever escape the planet Zanky? Will he defeat the evil Emperor Apoc? Stay tuned for our next exciting episode. But now, it's the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for Through the Aftermath, which is brought to you today by Sugar Bomb's Breakfast Cereal. Face your fears of nuclear destruction with its explosive gray taste. Comes with a free Atomic Brent decoder ring. Well, our producer is now signaling me and telling me that it's time for the show to start. So here it is. It's time for Through the Aftermath.
Have you ever been at home watching TV and right in the middle of your favorite TV show, late-breaking news suddenly cuts right into it and cuts your show in half? Well, we all know getting your favorite show interrupted by the emergency broadcast system is definitely a downer. Well, what a better way to cheer ourselves up than to interrupt the president's message for even bigger news. So in this next intro from episode 8, we explore the true priorities of the Aftermath listeners. From episode 8, here's the President's Emergency TV Interruption Skit, which, funny enough, the acronym for that is PETUS, which, while not actually a word, saying it out loud would probably have gotten me sent to the principal's office in fourth grade. But I digress. Here's the intro for episode 8.
Gee, mister, I can really see why people love Mr. Handy Robot so much. They did a swell job of cleaning my room before...
We interrupt our normally scheduled broadcasting to bring you this special message from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I come before you at this time with grave news. A full-scale nuclear exchange has been initiated with China. We encourage you all to find shelter and...
We interrupt our special message from the President of the United States to let you know it's almost time for Through the Aftermath.
And now, that moment you've been waiting for, broadcasting from somewhere deep in the wasteland, it's Through the Aftermath!
Our next step in the commercial parody intros is this one from Episode 9. If you've played the classic Fallout 1, so good, and so cheap now, I might add, you'll recognize those wacky, wacky kings of the desert, the guys who sell the water. Here's the commercial for the Water Merchants Guild in Episode 9.
And we hope you enjoyed our last show, The Amazing Martin and His Trusty Companion Jinx. It was a wacky, fun-filled episode and a great time for all, although we do apologize for the incident with the ferret. But enough about that. We now move on to the main show of the evening, Through the Aftermath. And tonight's show is brought to you by the Water Merchants Guild in the hub city south of Junktown. That's right, the Water Merchants Guild selling only the freshest quality water to the good people of the wasteland. It's like they always say, water, you know you want to drink it, because if you don't, you'll die. All right, well, the producer's giving me a signal the show is about to begin. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Through the Aftermath.
Episode 10's intro, which you're about to hear, was completely off the wall in concept, and yet, after hearing all the pieces in place when the skit was finished, it was one that had me bust out laughing at my own stuff. A play off the atomic future world that the 1950s thought they'd see, here's the Fallout 3-themed grocery store skit in the Golly Gee Ain't That Just Swell supermarket, the Super Duper Mart.
Attention, Super Duper Mart shoppers. We just wanted to let you know we have a special on Sugar Bomb cereal on aisle 12 next to the Tupperware. And in our beverage section, we are currently liquidating our entire stock of Nuka-Cola Quantum due to government recall. So you can now get one free when you purchase anything from our deli. Also, will the owner of a brown and gray Chrysler Liberty, license number J674Y, please return to your vehicle? Your atomic fusion power core is about to go supercritical. Oh, never mind. Well, we thank you for shopping at Super Duper Mart, and we hope you have a wonderful communist-free day. Oh, and apparently the Through the Aftermath podcast is about to come on.
Oh, God, we're gonna miss it!
After seeing the movie Terminator Resistance, it was pretty much a given I was probably going to parody it in the next episode. And what a better way than to parody myself, parodying the Terminator. In it, my buddy Jeff takes me to school on what is and isn't funny about badly eluded movie lines. Here's the Terminator intro from Episode 11.
This is Jonathan, and you're listening to the Through the Aftermath podcast. And if you find yourself playing far too much Fallout 3, you're not alone. Remember, if you're listening to this podcast, you are the Resistance.
Excuse me. I see what you're trying to do there, but it doesn't really work for this show like it did the other one.
I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, did I do the voice wrong? I mean, check this out, ready?
You can't listen to Through the Aftermath because somebody rattled their cages.
Yeah, really? You know what? That's not even the same movie.
Get it? Because it's Christian Bale.
You know what you should do? Just stick to the normal plan.
All right, okay. Be my guest.
You just got to do it like this, straight up. This is Jeff, and you're listening to Episode 11 of Through the Aftermath.
You see what didn't happen there? There was supposed to be the dun-dun-dun, you know, the dun-dun-dun was supposed to happen there, and it didn't.
What dun-dun-dun?
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Wait a minute, there was supposed to be that, wasn't there?
Yeah, see, you gotta have more enthusiasm, you know, like, you gotta say it like, this is Jonathan, and you're listening to Episode 11 of Through the Aftermath.
I'll be darned.
Nancy, told you.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? What's this?
This isn't the podcast my mother warned me about.
Ooh, that was a good one. Check it out. It's like this. It's like, on May 23rd, 2009, the Virgin Worlds Podcast Collective became self-aware. All right, that wasn't that funny.
Our next intro is one that I had a riot listening to afterwards. My dad even got a kick out of this one. One part 1950s documentary and one part Mystery Science Theater 3000. By this time, you could tell we were getting a bit better at the 1950s newsreel parodies. And what a better way to teach elementary school children about the dangers of nuclear war than to show how Sean and I deal with it ourselves. Here's the useful and educational government film, After the Bombs, Preparing for the Future, from Episode 12.
Vault-Tec Films presents After the Bombs, Preparing for the Future. Our nation's capital, isn't it lovely? But uh-oh, mushroom clouds are popping up everywhere. Looks like those communist Chinese just instigated a nuclear strike on our beloved home soil. History says that no one knows who fired first, but we have our doubts. Those who survive the nuclear devastation find themselves in a barren wasteland full of mutants, raiders, and radiation. Look, there's little Billy standing in front of what's left of his home. Good thing he ducked and covered so he could survive the initial nuclear blast. Little Billy takes a drink of water from the pond by his house. Uh-oh, Little Billy just grew a third arm out of the side of his head. Looks like Little Billy hasn't heard about radioactive mutation. Maybe if he'd listened to Through the Aftermath, this never would have happened. That's right. Through the Aftermath is your answer to surviving the nuclear devastation. Your hosts, Sean and Jonathan, teach you everything you need to know about how to make the best of your new horror-infested wasteland home. Look, there's Sean now using the sniper rifle to headshot that feral ghoul. Looks like that feral ghoul won't be coming home for dinner tonight. And see how Sean uses pieces from a Red Ryder BB gun to rig his machine gun to fire faster bursts. Looks like he's been doing his homework. And there's Jonathan coming up the road there.
Ah, the road!
See how he's convinced he's found a Glade air freshener in a nearby ruin? But wait! As he tries to plug it in, he realizes that's not the smell of cinnamon apple. That's a biochemical grenade that releases a virus that causes you to vomit profusely and lose control of your bodily functions. Even despite the convulsing, Jonathan holds up his hand and gives us the thumbs up that he's okay. See that endurance? That's built from years of training. Some people think that Sean and Jonathan's knowledge comes from an obsession with the Wasteland and Fallout games. To this, Jonathan replies, yeah? So remember, with Through the Aftermath, you too can survive the fires of nuclear war and survive in comfort in the barren wasteland that is your home. Unless, of course, you are captured by a group of super mutants who drag you away to skin you alive and remove your limbs piece by piece. In which case, good luck to you.
Our last intro and part one of our intro show is one that I love to hear, because it takes that 1950s war propaganda they taught in school and totally runs with it. Seriously, you gotta parody anything that's going to teach you that hiding underneath your desk is going to somehow protect you from a nuclear blast. Also, it's the one skit that features my kids. From episode 13, here's Duck and Cover.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered, ducked and covered.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover. Dum dum.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. We must duck and cover. But nothing will protect you from an atomic attack like listening to Through the Aftermath. Not only will it help you gain the knowledge and skills to survive the aftermath of nuclear war, but as you are listening to this show, Through the Aftermath's special patented radio wave technology is at this moment shielding you from radiation and scrambling your heat signature from any nearby raiders who happen to be using night vision equipment. So you can listen to this show confident that you are doing your part to prepare for the future.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Making cover and listen to Through the Aftermath.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Duck and cover. And with that, this ends part one of Through the Intro Math. Now, this is normally where I would tell you to stop the tape and turn it over to side two. But seeing as tapes were killed during the Y2K incident, and you're now listening to this digitally, well, that would just be stupid. So instead, remember your picks from what you've heard from part one, because part two with the other half of the intros should be going live pretty fast after this one. Well, in theory, anyway. In episode two, I'll be telling you where you can place your votes as to your top three favorite Through the Aftermath skits. So make sure you remember today and tune in for part two. So until then, remember, keep laughing, don't drink the water, and for the love of all that is nuclear, stay alive out there. And we'll see you in part two.
Leave the oil. Just walk away.